Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw and Urban Grapevine Magazine Project, your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Yes. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom!
Hey, thank you for calling in the PA. Pin Treasures After Dark. This is Jonna B.
Where's Crystal?
Jay, I'm right here. Where are you?
Oh. I've been drinking a little bit already. Still trying to get everything together here. How are you doing, young lady?
I've been here a little bit. I'm fine, you know, with the little weather. I'm sitting up in my bed. I'm trying not to be next to the windows. I don't want to touch no water. I'm trying to be safe.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Well, how's your day been, though? What's new with you, ma'am?
That's cool. Came home, made some homemade pizza, got my little wine. I've been drinking already, too, so I got a little buzz. So maybe this will be a good thing.
Right.
Nothing much going on. Working, you know how it is. You know how it is. A little work or something. I was
okay,
ready for some little music to play because, you know, I'll never be ready on time.
You know, with the internet, right, with the my internet keep going in and out. I don't know what's going on with this thunderstorm that's going on over here. So,
yeah, this thunderstorm is a little dangerous.
So I couldn't play my music this evening, but we still going
to
get
it
going.
You want me to sing? You want me to sing? Just let me know.
No.
Okay.
No.
No,
we'd rather not.
Okay. I'm a rap. I mean, I don't know. I used to be classy C back in the day. I had a little rap and everything. I went by classy C. I didn't get signed or nothing, but I should.
Wait a minute, classy. When was the last time you were classy? What I miss?
Oh. Not only was I classy C, I used to go by classy C to the period.
You say so.
I was like cheer when I wrote that rap. I was like, well, I'm classy. See to the period. Ho step to me with an attitude of furious. Girl, don't take me back to 91.
With the what?
Girl, I thought I was tight. Because, you know, I was going to marry Chris Krause when I got older. Both of them.
You,
so
Chris Krause?
Yeah, my rapper. Both of them. I was marrying
what
both
was you
of
doing,
them.
The Minaj? You was marrying them both? You was doing the Minaj? Is that what you was doing?
I didn't have a plan at 10, but I just knew that I was going to marry both of them. That's all I knew.
Hey, we all got dreams, you know. I can dig it, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. But speaking of dreams and crazy shit, let's see where we can pull a lot of the
bullshit.
So, you know how you be on Facebook. You see all kind of stuff. So I clicked on the video because they was like, hell no, dude, no. I can't believe you did that. And I'm thinking, like, we done seen everything on Facebook. It ain't going to be something I ain't never seen before. And it just started off as just like a normal almost little clip of a sex tape, and it's a girl, and she's servicing a dude. And then he started kind of like arguing with her, and he pushed her back. He began to service himself. And
wait a minute. Paul, what you mean servicing him, like, sucking his own dick?
Yeah. It was like a train wreck. I could not look at it. I was like, did this happen like real life 2015? This shit, like, he was begging for it, and it was himself, and she was okay with that. I just said, this is some bullshit.
Wait. Bullshit.
What am I waiting on, girl?
Like you didn't,
because
you threw me off talking about he's cutting his own penis. I don't even know what I was going to say after that.
No, I didn't know what the rest of my life was going to be after that. I sat there confused. I was so confused. I was like, so in real life, this bullshit happened? Who takes that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, well,
get your thoughts together. Get your thoughts together.
Because I don't get it. Like, what you getting out? That's like,
I mean, but I wonder, like, if a girl could eat herself out, would she do it? Would she really need a man after that? Like, you know, like, how would that scenario play out?
I don't have time to be twisting myself all up like no motherfucking pretzel. I'm talking about, girl, please. I'll be like telling myself, bitch, take a nap. Go to sleep. Oh, ass. Go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is why I hate Wednesdays, because every time I get up with you, it's always some bullshit. I just did not have
you brought this up, though, but you brought this situation up. I didn't. I'm listening like everybody else.
Spirit is inside of me.
Wait a minute. So I'm sitting here, and my internet's going to kick me out. So if you on the line or you trying to get through, I'm trying to figure out how to get you back through, because this right here, I don't know what just happened. Like, my screen is blank, and I don't know. So,
we're
going to keep talking.
Crazy. The weather all crazy.
Right. This is
we still
going to
have a good show.
Tonight.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, ain't nobody mad but the devil, like some old people be saying.
The devil.
You know, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he listening to this ratchet ass show.
Speaking of ratchet, okay, me and my family, you know me. I talk, you know, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't care about what I talk about. But we was talking about, you know, the subject of eating ass, and you know, they all turned their nose up at me like, ew. You like your ass ate, you know, like you sit with the nigga that sit there with the I eat ass face, and you know, hell yeah, I'm sitting with his ass. I'm holding his arm, his hand, and we chilling together. That's my nigga. What you mean? Yeah. So they don't like it though. I ain't never heard of such. I mean,
The only problem I have with that is I need to know, first of all, did this conversation happen on Easter Sunday?
It sure did. It did. Oh, it did. Oh, it did.
Okay, can't believe
it. Now you got me feeling bad.
Don't feel bad. I want to know who in 2015 not experiencing that.
I don't know either. What in the world is going on? Oh, I can't find nobody. Like, I know it's callers on the line. I don't know what's happening.
What you over there doing? It sounds like jacking some stuff up. Now, we got Quan coming on tonight, so we supposed to be on point.
Hey, I can't. The Mother Nature is a bitch. That's what I've been told. I don't know what to do about her. It won't even let Felicia in, Jesus Christ.
What? Is he in?
Right.
Is Quan in?
Nobody. There is no callers on this line. I don't even know what's happening right now. And I know it was just like 5 or 6 people online. Like, they not here no more. And I'm going to be real upset.
Storm.
Okay, nobody texted me to curse me out. And so my aunt said she on the line. I don't see her, though.
They
people
saying
they online. I don't see no.
Tell my auntie hi. Hey, auntie girl.
Like, everybody, they hear us, but I don't see no callers. Like, I can't, like, tag Quan in, you know, to click him in. I don't
I see 16 callers, though.
Right. You see them. Well, can you click people in?
Yeah,
I can't.
Look, I'm talking about, but I just need to know who the click is.
Okay, it should be a 646. I'm getting people saying they're listening. It should be a 646 number is what he would be calling in from.
Wait a minute, they listening. Let me say it real quick. I believe the children.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just want to always be a singer too, a singer and a rapper. Let me see if I can.
But you were awesome. You showed your right path.
Let me see what's going on. Let's see.
Dang. Everybody.
Why?
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Yep. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
This weather is crazy.
What's happening, though?
We're dealing with crazy weather.
Yeah, I know. You know, like, so, like, lately I've been trying to, like, be on time for shit. Can I say shit on the show?
You can say
everything. You can say whatever you
want to say. Also, yeah, because I done sat through your freestyling, your eating ass conversations. Like, I just, you know, calmly just waiting.
Yeah, but that Class CC rap was dope, though. I told everybody I should have got signed. They just didn't sign me. I don't know why.
Y'all crazy as shit.
No. Mm-mm. Well, okay, we have Quan Foy on tonight. I had a whole little thingamajiggy where I was introducing him to things, but the weather threw me off. But I'm a freestyle it. We got Quan, my mentor, your favorite sag hole. What else did we say? But don't none of that shit mean nothing tonight because he is PAB's next victim. It's about to get real in here. Bam. Pow. Introduce yourself, young sir.
Yo, y'all are stupid as shit. I guess that was the part where I was supposed to get nervous?
No, that was my evil laugh. My evil laugh.
Oh, okay.
It's a drunken evil laugh. My evil laugh is scary now. Don't act like it ain't scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Even though everybody knows you, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, well, my name is Kawan. I write a little bit. My last book was what was my last book? Fix 2. And I'm currently gearing. Who's crunching? Which one of y'all is crunching?
They're my house shoes. On the
yeah,
floor.
You drag your feet when you walk in the house. You one of them people?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
I do. Waking the dead.
But yeah, as I was saying, my name is Kawan. I write a little bit. Last book was Fix 2. I'm gearing up to release No Shade, June 17th, and Animal 4, October 6th.
Okay, got anything new coming from Right to Eat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we just not so long ago we released Now, this last story, which is Scars of Salem. And May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, we're releasing a sequel to Dog Food 2 by Renisha Pittman.
Okay. Yeah. What's up?
And we got a couple of other things coming down the pipe that I'm just waiting until we get a little more how do you say? Just a little bit more organized with the project before we like get to announcing them and all of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sir, we normally follow up on the bucket list, the bullshit bucket. And so today we threw in the bullshit bucket about the guy who pushed the girl head away and was sucking his own penis.
I hate him so much.
Don't hate me. Listen. This is serious. Like, I don't even know how to ask this question. You know, we gonna skip that bullshit because that's no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do. Don't
okay, that's going straight to the bucket.
Yeah, that's always in the bullshit bucket. What about this situation? Like, I'm not gonna call nobody out, but my people's. I don't know what how you feel about mouth pleasure of the anus. That's how we gonna say it.
Pleasure of the anus.
Do you think it's gay for a man to want that done to him?
Me personally, I'm not a fan of nobody putting their mouth nowhere near my ass. Just to be clear, I mean, but you know, whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
Whatever floats your boat.
I mean, and I wish I was as liberal as you, because any nigga who asks me to go anywhere near his ass I'm gonna think you're gay and you have to go.
You're gonna be looking at him funny like, nigga, what?
Right, like
I'm not even
gonna
be looking at his ass. I'm not even gonna be looking at his ass. I'm gonna be gone. Like, you won't do what?
Like, nigga,
yeah,
you like penetration
like,
too?
What?
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No.
That's the type of shit that you ask the nigga like it was something they feel like telling you. You know what I mean? That's just what. I don't know what kind of circles y'all move in. Weirdo ass.
Yeah. Listen, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if the little girl who got the song with Chris Brown, she the one got people talking about it so much because she, like, eat it like his groceries. But I'm thinking, like, ain't that old? Like, isn't that something I just thought that everybody do it? I don't know.
I guess because the little thin, exotical girl said it makes it relevant. Is that what's going on here?
That's what I'm thinking, but we're not going to put that in the bullshit bucket because, man, that is necessary. So we're going to keep that out of the bullshit bucket.
That's for the next guest. I'm from the old school, I'm from a whole different era. So, like, a lot of the weirdo shit that's going on these days, I really...
Why is it weirdo shit, though? Like, why is it weirdo?
Come on, son. What do you mean, why is it weirdo? So if your significant other, your spouse actually do that for them, you wouldn't look at him like he was weird?
No, yeah, hell yeah.
You would just think that was something normal?
No. You know what? I'm thinking about my end. Like, if a dude was offering to do that to me, I wouldn't think he was
that's
weird.
The initial question you asked was about a man.
The man,
That's really that should be no fly. That's just a given. That should be something that's no fly. No fly.
That's in the no fly zone. So as far as you're concerned, it's in the bullshit bucket.
Yeah, it's in the bullshit bucket.
I can dig it. So let's get back to the writing side of it for a minute because she got so much stuff planned. She been drinking. I can hear it in her voice. It's going to be, oh, my God.
I'm going to be holding my head
most of the night. I want to know when you sit down and get ready, like, we know you because, you know, we Facebook friends with you and stuff, and I know you and Jay got a mentor type of relationship. But for the people who don't really know how you really get down, like, when you sit down to write, like, what's the must-have that have to be in that room with you, right? Like, what do you have
Newports.
To, what makes you zone in?
Newports.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I was at like a little book literature thing my first time meeting him, and my mama said, "Who is that dude over there linked on the wall smoking that Newport like that?" And I looked over, and it was him, and he was just like in his zone, and I was like, "Oh shit," you know, like, okay, he hella cool. Like, he just was laid back, just vibing. People walking up, like, he had his Newport hanging from his lip. So I guess
yeah,
I can
old
see
school.
That.
I told you, I'm from a whole different era. I'm not from the weirdo era. I'm from the cool nigga era.
Oh, Lord. This nigga, his cool ass.
Yeah, cool as cool.
You know,
I think life in strides, you know?
Life
so
is what?
Newport. That's all you need.
I think life in strides. Like, I don't really be trying to be all uptight and shit. You know, life is too short. Motherfucker be running around uptight. Have fun with your life. Get drunk, live, get money. That's my shit. Enjoy it.
So when you write, you don't need no soundtrack, no lick, no certain
I'm
liquor.
Not, well, definitely music. Gotta have my Hennessy. Gotta have my sour. You know, shit like that. When the music tell me, like, you gotta sit down and write, and you can only have one of them things. Give me all new books.
that's most definitely your must have is the Newport over everything.
Yeah, the Newport, because it's just, and sometimes, a lot of times, I may light the cigarette and not even smoke it. It'll just sit in the ash and burn it. But because it's something like a type of fixation in my head that I feel like I have to have.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we're done talking about books.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Jay. Ask you a little nasty question. Look, ask a little nasty question.
I'm just saying. And wait a minute. Don't do me in public. Don't do me in public. No, this is about a book. Do you have, okay, I'm going to stick with Crystal book issue for a minute. Do you have a favorite erotic book? Like, is there like a favorite, do you have like a favorite scene that sticks out of your head in any books, erotic books you've read?
I'm not a big reader of a lot of them. I write, and that's just the strange thing, that I can write it competently, but it's not necessarily one of my favorite genres to read.
We shouldn't expect to see like a full length book from you.
I just said I write it confidently, but it's not one of my favorite genres to read.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking for that full length novel.
I have a couple of short, like some novellas, a couple of short stories and stuff like that I write.
What am I looking? Ask the next question. I'm looking for my question.
Listen, they all discombobulated. Listen,
I want to say it though.
He cannot drink thought juice for real. I keep telling her that thought juice is not for everybody. I go over there the other day and I'm like, she's like, you want something to drink? I'm like, what you got? She's like, orange juice, water, Kool-Aid, Amsterdam. I'm like, give me
an
M for them. But
that's my dream. Yeah. I had that, I think, one time, and it gave me the booming headache.
Oh, yeah. It is. The headaches are horrible.
I'm not a big fan of clear liquor. Tequila is probably the closest I get to clear liquor.
Well, Amsterdam will give you a headache, but it loves my spirit. Like,
let me
tell you
something. I don't trust nothing when they give you a bottle that big for $20.
And you know what? The big bottle here is $9.99 in St. Louis.
And that's the devil right there. That's the devil working right there. That big ass bottle for $9. That's the devil working. You want to tell me that the devil working? Who that God loving wants you to get that drunk for $10?
$3 wine.
You know what's so crazy? I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were telling me, like, yo, son, the $3 wine. I'm like, $3 wine? What are you talking about? And he was like, no, that's the shit you get the wine that follows the $3. I'm like, bro, okay.
She's trying to sneak this because she know I love MD 2020. Still to this day, I will drink a bottle of MD 2020.
You drink Mango?
I will most definitely, banana red is my favorite.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, Lord, the alcoholics are talking.
I don't think I had no man dog since the turn of the century.
I had some Saturday? I had some Saturday.
Mr. Sir. Because Crystal keeps trying to get off my questions, but she ain't finna keep going that. She ain't finna keep doing me like that. Okay.
Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
Okay, so you in a relationship, right? You married. Okay, do you agree with angry sex? Like, because if I'm mad at you, bitch, don't come near me. I don't want to fuck. I don't want to look at you. Like,
It all depends. Because sometimes, you know, you feel like that and you want to call yourself being spiteful, but then sometimes it can be a great thing.
No, but if I'm mad at you, I'm mad at you for a reason, nigga. I don't want to give you no pleasure.
I think it would depend on the reason, the severity of why you're mad. Like, if you're mad over something stupid, okay, yeah, you know, go ahead and get that in. But if you're mad over something big, then no, I understand you from that perspective.
I'm all for a turnover. You ain't got to look at him. He ain't got to look at you. Get the issue off. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
Get that shit out the way and go back to being mad.
Yeah, you'll be happy in the morning. It'll be all good.
I don't know nothing about all that. I ain't giving up my goods to somebody I'm mad at. I don't care if it's my husband.
That's petty, though. But that's well paid.
But I'm telling you, my next shirt that I'm getting made is going to say Queen of the Petty. P-H-E-E. the petty. Yes. I'm so serious. That is my next shirt. I'm getting airbrushed and everything. Queen of the petty. Yes. I'm a tit for tat. Yes. All of that.
But when you're in a serious relationship, though, you still got your obligations, mad or not. That's just how I feel.
Don't make you mad.
But again, it all depends on what you're mad about.
That's
mad about something small, you're mad about something big. Mad about something big. No. Mad about something small, you can chump that shit up and get over it.
So if this nigga smacked you up earlier, Crystal, and he came and lay next to you in the bed, like, humping your leg like a horny dog rubbing on you and shit, you going to turn over and just like, going to get it?
It all depends.
If she was smart, she wouldn't. You know why I say that? You know why I say that? Because, like, okay, nigga done beat you up, right? Isn't that what you just said? You said smashed up. Is that what you said? You said beat up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, beat you up and put it on and put it to sleep while you sleep. You stab him.
Well, I don't want to go to jail. Listen.
Nah, I'm not even advocating killing no fucking guy.
I was in jail once for a traffic warrant for an hour. When I tell y'all, I cried the entire time, 64 minutes. I cried so much, they finally let me go. They said, bitch, get out. I can't deal with this. I was like, I can't breathe. I was like, this mess is too hard. Y'all took my shoestrings.
I'm not about that.
Oh, my God.
Jail is an inconvenience. That's inconvenient as hell.
Man, I came out of there a new person. I paid every warrant I had off. I've never had a warrant since then, and that was in 2002. I'm not for jail, and jail ain't for me, and I'm going to accept that. That's fine.
You know what? And that's real shit. That's real shit. I was talking to my cousin earlier, who unfortunately is incarcerated, and I was telling him the same thing. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga. All that, I ain't got nothing to do with nobody. Jail is not for me. I'm not built in jail. It's not something that I can see myself doing regularly. You know how some people go in and out, and they be like, that shit ain't my nut. Okay, man, have it. Have your time in mind.
I got locked up for like 2 days, and you wouldn't be like, the judge wanted to see me, and it was Friday was President's Day, because, like, when that bitch told me I had to stay till Monday, you'd have thought she told me I had 20 years the way my knees gave out, and I started crying. when I called my mama, I was like, go on with your life, because I ain't going to be calling you from jail. I don't want no business. Like, it was deep for me. I was like, and then all them bitches like, ooh, your hair bad. I know you mad you in jail, man. I want to fight everybody.
When you got out Monday, was it still banging?
Yes, because I slept sitting up on my bunk. I had a crazy old lady as a bunkie, so I was watching everything. I didn't go to sleep till meal time.
That's something I just can't do. I'm not here for none of that. But I don't know. That's just kind of insane. But back to the marriage question. Well, not exactly marriage questions, but I think that a lot of people are scared to get in relationships because they think that being with one person or the relationship kind of gets stale, or, you know, everything just becomes, like, repetitive every day. Like, what's your ideal of keeping the relationship fresh so you won't kind of, like, go through that little slump or whatever?
You have to be creative, you know, about it. As with anything, that's like if you work a job for a bunch of years, it's not to compare it to, but you can't compare it to. But it's like you just have to be creative, and you have to get through different things to make sure it's always interesting and feels fresh.
If you repeat
the same routine, same monotonous routine, then it will start to feel like that. It'll start to feel like a labor of love as opposed to the joy of love.
So do you think threesomes can ruin a relationship? Like, you know, if she give you that little hall pass, so to speak, and then you loving this bitch coochie, but what if your bitch loving her coochie too? It's like both of y'all.
And that's why when you ask the question, that's why I said yes, because that shit could fuck around and backfire on you. And you know what I'm saying? You thought she was cool, and you really be the odd motherfucker out. don't you be cool, you be the odd motherfucker out. Like, so, you know, you see a nigga say, like, hell yeah, I'll be there after that nigga. No, you wouldn't. But what if? It's always that what if. What if you are no longer a necessary component in that arrangement?
Yeah, I ain't sharing on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not one to share on purpose, like, yeah, you can do her. No, nigga, no.
You said on purpose?
No, I don't share on purpose. I mean, like, that's on purpose if I'm agreeing.
You accidentally share.
Okay, and Crystal, when we... accidentally,
not on purpose. You'll be wanting to, but you'll be like, oh, man, that happened. So, you know.
Now, Crystal, when we was talking yesterday, you brought up a good... What's the word I'm looking for? Shit. She brought up something good. Okay, so we were talking about threesomes. Why do men expect the women to participate with each other, but we can't ask two niggas to participate with each other if they doing the threesome with a woman?
That's disrespectful. That shit might get you snuffed.
But no, y'all won't. But you want the two women to fondle each other's coochies and breasts and kiss and shit.
It's different. It's different because men have selfish natures. So that's why a man will say it's okay for them to do that, but if a woman asks men to do that, nigga, hell no.
No.
But that's not fair. It's like
a double standard.
It's definitely a double standard with that. And it's always going to be a double standard with that.
Well, why though? We need a better answer than that.
Yeah, I need a better answer than that. Because you can't, don't make me do something you ain't going to do.
Well, if that's the case, then you haven't participated with both women. But you can't ask a man to participate with another man. That's just not going to fly.
It's not going to fly.
Well, I ain't doing neither because I don't share on purpose, as I said before.
That's so funny.
Well, me too. And then you know I'm so petty. I'll be home later and I'll be all like, why you was moving like this? You know,
right.
I'm so petty. I'm like, what was that little extra dip you had going on? I'll just stick to just what I'm doing. I cannot deal with it. I can't handle it mentally. And I think that you have to be able to handle that mentally. A lot of women say they can, but they really can't. Or emotionally, because women's so emotional. I hate to say that. I love y'all women, but we are so fucking emotional. So I don't know. It ain't for everybody. So don't be doing everything your friend tell you or what you see on TV. Just do what you're comfortable with. That's my advice.
So my old cookie from Empire got it off. I can get it off too. Okay.
Right. And it don't never turn off that way. Being her looking stupid.
You be looking stupid as fuck. Like, it worked on TV though. That was good writing, not real life, dummy.
Okay. Hold on. Pause. While we talking about this, I know I bring it up every show, but I'm trying to get as many I can't think of words tonight. I'm trying to get as many people to tell me how they feel about it. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say, but I can't find words.
If this is something that I put in that bullshit bucket,
no,
and I think
not,
I know what it is.
Yeah, it's in the bullshit bucket, but I'm pulling it out for tonight. What do you think? Okay, so I was watching porn, and I thought this was a penis going into this woman's anus. But the young fellow was fisting her like it was his whole arm. Like, what would you do if a woman had ever asked you to do that? Would you do it to see, like, you know, like, I ain't never done it. Let me see what this be like. Or would you be like, this is just serious, you know?
Yeah, I might be a little weirded out by it. Like, yo, like, were you not old enough as a kid? Like, what is your motivation?
So it raises
all kind of uncomfortable questions in your head. You start looking at most of them in a different light. What?
Come on, a whole fish, bitch, really? I hate her.
Yeah, like,
I'm
like,
so glad you did it.
half his forearm was gone, cuz, like, for real in real life, half his forearm, like, and she was just like, yes, yes, get it. And I'm like, no, stop. No. Like
you wanted to call the police, right?
Right, because his face, you know how dude's face scrunch up, like they, you know, got that angry face going, this what he's doing, why he punching her, like he's like straight jabbing her, jabbing it. Like, I know she can't never
hold. Why was he talking about jabbing her?
He was jabbing like he was in it.
Jay, please put this back in the bullshit
bucket. I'm putting it back in the bullshit bucket. Okay.
But you know what, though? Not for nothing. Different fetishes to different people. Some people are in that kind of thing. You know, and some people like that, it turns them on. Like, you got people that like the hump and the bunny suits. Like, it's all just different kinds of things out there that slow people go, you know, I don't knock nobody for what they do. But some shit just makes you take a step back and go,
You a sick motherfucker. That's what I be thinking. I be like, that's a sick ass bitch right there, boy. I know a couple of them, but I'm just going to zip it, lock it, and put it in my pocket. I ain't going to say nothing. They may be listening. Hey, girl. Hey, y'all.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so it's time for the hot seat. And then we'll take some callers. So the hot seat is where Crystal is going to say some words to you. And we're going to see how long we can keep the little line going without somebody saying or. She's going to say a word. You have to say the most freakiest thing that pops in your head immediately.
Okay.
Jay was the originator of the hot seat, but she lost 2 weeks in a row.
Because people are throwing me out saying dumb shit.
First Blacktop defeated her, then Rainisha defeated her last week. I was like, you can't say but she said So we are 0-2 in this, so I plan on winning tonight, my fellow Sagittarius.
Okay, now tell me one more time exactly how it works.
I'll say a word, and you'll say the first thing that pops in your head.
Okay. It got to be freaky. Yeah. Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Truffle butter.
Blowjobs.
Seduce.
Fellatio.
Munch.
Rimming.
Candle wax.
Nipples.
Hennessy.
Say again.
Hennessy.
Long night.
Eyes.
Holes.
KY jelly.
More holes.
Heart.
Huh?
He said more holes, okay? You made me pause.
Does that mean I win because y'all stopped?
Yes, you won. I paused.
See, I was right there too. This motherfucker said more holes. Really?
Oh, man, y'all play too much. I swear y'all play too much.
Crystal, take some callers. I can't concentrate right now. Yeah.
Okay,
I can't see none of the numbers. Crystal is in control tonight. So
let me take
don't send me angry texts.
It's a call pop-up. Okay, it's a call. Let me see. Who been holding on the longest? Because that's the person that deserves the call. We got a 314 right here. Let's see.
They don't want to talk.
314?
They do not want to talk.
You don't want to talk, 314?
No.
Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute then. Why St. Louis don't want to talk?
314-458. You see that number?
Let me say 314-458. Wait a minute, who has this been on here for 37 minutes? 314. It's for the 687.
Nope.
Jesus. What's wrong with the 314 people not talking? I was going to click on my own number, but I'm going here. Let's see. Okay, caller, can you hear us?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can hear you. Who's on the line?
What's up? This L Boogie. What up, Quan? What up, Jonna?
L Boogie.
Hey, man.
Up?
How you doing?
Hold on. You got to say, what up, Chris?
My bad. What up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Sitting here cracking up at y'all. Y'all some fools.
Word.
Well, thank you very much.
We do.
So what's going on, sir? You have any questions? Are you just calling in, or you hadn't planned on getting clicked in?
Oh, no. I mean, I ain't really got no questions. I was just saying what's up, but I just got a couple of opinions about that whole ass-eating thing.
Okay,
that's
go
a no-go.
Ahead.
That's a no-go. That's
fuck
a no-go.
That. Oh, no fly.
Fuck that.
And then having another dude for the whole threesome shit? No, I ain't going to be able to concentrate right. Fuck that.
Yes. Like, yo, if this was a video chat, you should have seen my face when the question was asked. I'm like,
man,
stone face, like, nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen plenty of videos with two men hump doing a girl at the same time.
Man,
so they were gay.
Man, them niggas get paid for that shit. I only seen that.
No,
I would never see. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've seen little street niggas doing this shit together. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, we about to run a train on this bitch, choo-choo. And that's what this video is.
Okay.
But they're not participating with each other. They're both participating with the female, correct?
Right. I done run a train on a couple of females with some of my homies, but we weren't all in the same room. You know, we'll fucking take our turns. I'll finish. The next homie come in and do their thing. But we ain't all in the same room with our dicks. I was standing around the female waiting for it to go down. Fuck that.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I thought that that's how that worked. So it don't work like that.
Not unless you Don B.
He said, not unless you Don B.
We're not going to bring him up and ruin the damn move.
Oh,
he's raping ass.
Holy shit.
Well, L Boogie, thanks for calling in. Let us get to these other people that are holding.
Good looking out, dog.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
I'll go into 201. Let's see.
Oh, that's my
201.
Hey.
Hey.
What up, Jonna, Crystal, and Quan?
Hey.
What up,
Mobet?
I'm just calling. So now my mind is set. I'm just still stuck on that no fly zone.
No fly zone. What
are
you stuck about? That's no fly, my nigga.
Receiver, they not letting nothing fly tonight.
I feel you on that. My God, like and then the nigga want to pipe himself. I can't.
Oh my God, it was the worst thing I ever saw in my life. I looked at it like five times because I couldn't believe it.
What the? Like, oh my goodness. The first time would have been like, okay, but this, oh God. Just put me back in the queue. I'm done.
They kept
the
going with
time,
each other about
Rashida,
it.
Rashida, what you mean? The first time would have been okay. The second time, no. What the?
No, I said, when she watched it the first time, she said she watched it five times.
Well, Rashida, you know I'm a little off, so I had to just figure out. I was trying to figure out psychologically what was going on behind.
Way off because you asked Jonna did they have that conversation on Easter Sunday? But you watching him pike himself five times? Not one time, like five times.
Listen, I didn't watch it on the resurrection though.
I did not
watch that on Resurrection.
I don't think that would have made a difference. Crystal, if it was on Resurrection, turn up Tuesday, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah, you're right. It was pretty horrible. I'm glad they took it down off Facebook because I could not deal. But, Rashida, we love you for calling in. We appreciate your support. Every week, Rashida calls in. We love her.
I love y'all, too. I love y'all, too. And I can't wait until the second. Because you know what
happens.
Yes,
ma'am.
It's going
to be so fun in D.C. If you're not there, you're losing out. Just know that much.
Yes. Now put me back in the queue.
I'll put you in the queue. Thanks for calling. Y'all want to talk to some more people? It's a lot of people on here, which I kind of knew it was going to be like this because, oh, we just happened on here tonight.
Let's get it going.
Right. But wait. Okay, while she's trying to figure out who she finna talk, tag in, what do you think about, is there such thing as too rough sex? Like, we finna get into some rough shit, like, what would be your tap out? Like, bitch, stop. Like, if my eyes bulging out my head, I'm gonna need you to recognize that. What would be your pineapple moment? Like, what would you have a tap out?
Huh?
Kwan? You
what
hear
happened?
Me?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. No, I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, I went through all that explaining. I said.
What? You can give me the short version.
Rough sex. What's too rough? Would you have a tap out moment? Like, do you have a pineapple, like, safe word, like, that you would use if she was getting too retarded or just too nasty?
A two finger choke.
A two finger choke.
No,
what is that?
You never seen a two finger choke?
No.
When you choke a motherfucker with two fingers, you should just your index finger, your thumb, and you catch him right by under the throat. Y'all drunk.
I'm putting my hands up and trying to see how I'm gonna do it.
Okay, Crystal, I need you to tag in 702-917.
702-917. I'm trying to look with my sober eye, because my drunk eye.
Folks taking advantage of knowing me personally. I'm getting text messages and inboxes and things, so I'm going to need these people, you know.
Okay, 702-917, you are live in the pad. I just keep thinking because I'm going to get signed one day, so y'all just remember that.
That's that bullshit. Yo, what's good?
What up, son?
Hey. I'm listening. Yo, what's good, Quad? Yo, what's good, Crystal? What's good, Jonna? Y'all tripping.
Hey, Law.
Y'all are really tripping. Yo, eating ass? That's your subject? That's what y'all really on? I mean, like,
I
yo,
eat
boy,
it,
you
but...
bugging with the two finger, you know, chicken shit. Yo, you tripping. Yo, some of y'all, what y'all say, you know what, and I'm going to say this, you know, and I know for everybody listening, I'm on some real shit. Motherfuckers do things out there, you know what I mean? Y'all can act like it ain't happening, and some motherfuckers are on the other side who are real prudish. Like, real, y'all got to recognize that, you know, things actually go down out here. And I'm saying,
that's
like,
true.
Some folks be acting like they too good for something and then don't be experiencing nothing. Like, you know, and I'm not, I understand, personally, I am not an advocate for the eating ass situation. That is not my, you know, I'm on that no-fly zone shit. Like, that is not what I'm at. But there's a whole bunch of other things that's going on out there in the world, and motherfuckers is out there like, oh no, I am too good for that. Come on, man.
They be lying and shit.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers,
I'm going to be saying shit because they in public.
Right now, it's four of us on the line. I'm not speaking about us four, but I'm speaking generally. Motherfuckers will be out there talking like, yeah, that's right. And the next thing they know, they bent over and that nigga nose face deep all up in that ass.
That's what I'm talking
going
about.
Trying to sit up there and act like they on that, you know what I mean, or some real goody two shoe shit. Like, no, don't. I'm not with that. I personally tell you, I am sure enough not eating no ass. But understand, if you need to jump up sky high, I will sure enough stick something in your ass so you can remember me.
Oh. Well, I'm not even mean. But, well, that escalated quickly.
Wow. I mean, you know, I don't know what y'all was expecting, because I'm like, yo, hold on, ain't this shit penetration after dark? So if your ass is being penetrated, you're going to find out what's really popping out here in this world. Let's stop acting like shit ain't going down. The motherfuckers talking about, you know what I mean, like, oh, nothing going in my ass. Bullshit, your ass was moaning and groaning when the thumb went up in there.
Well, that's different. That's different. I will say
right,
that. That's
thumb is small, but I'm all about that no fly zone. Like, that's my no fly zone. Like, your mouth, your tongue, yeah. But I ain't into no fingers and penises now. I ain't growed up yet. I'm not 30 in my life. I'm not grown
yet. I know there's a whole lot of motherfuckers ain't grown up yet, but shit. You lying when you act like the shit ain't never happened if your ass ain't jump across that damn bed like, oh, damn, that nigga missed the wrong hole. Next thing you know, you on the floor on the other side of the bed like, oh, shit, what the hell just happened?
I was paralyzed from the waist down, so I've learned my lesson. I don't like being paralyzed, so no.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I get a fucking good ass laugh. I just love to see somebody fucking jump.
I'm not gonna go here with Lawrence tonight. What is your take on it, Quan?
What?
Anal sex.
What? What?
Huh?
Anal sex.
I've never been a fan.
You've never been a fan of, you know, like, poop on your penis?
Not really, no. That's not really been my thing.
I need somebody to go over there and get that thigh juice out of her hand. He's not a fan of what?
Poop on his penis. I mean, of course it's going to be poop there. Now, my friend told me you're supposed to douche your butt. My friend told me you're supposed to douche your butt before you do anal sex.
Your butt. Ain't that something?
That's that shit living in your butt. Let me just say that. So fucking nasty ass before you try to let a nigga penetrate your butt.
That's too much.
So fucking nasty ass and watch your diet the day of.
This is what
I mean.
Was
there was
told.
So much. There could have been some other kind of way you could have said, "But douche your butt, really?"
Yeah.
I mean, because they look douche for something else. So why would you?
Okay,
douche
your butt? That should be telling you that a male told me this.
That's some shit. Douche your butt.
Cricket. Everybody got quiet.
Get your homemade remedy squeeze bottle and throw some vinegar and water and shoot it up your ass. Not a shit is that.
It's a,
I don't know.
She kills me every
use
week. I'm just, Jesus, I can't deal. We going to put
okay
that in bullshit bucket, too.
Douching your booty?
Yo,
I just don't want nobody to do it. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess y'all
can. Okay. Well, did you have anything else to say, sir, Lawrence, before we pull in another caller?
No,
you came
in
here acting a whole fool.
Well, I know it's. Well, I mean, that's all I can be is me. You know, the one thing is like, why y'all sitting up there acting, you know, and then feeling your personal views? I think, you know, like, me, I'll open up and I'll say whatever. But I think, you know, anybody else who's out there need to go ahead and speak up and act like you ain't scared to, you know, actually show what you do and what be about what you out there in the world. Because there's a whole world of people, there's a whole sex of things going on that, you know, folks can sit up here and act like, oh, no, this ain't happening. But shit, behind closed doors, yes, it is. So it's like, really, stop fronting. Stop fronting
no,
for the masses.
No, if I say I don't do it, it don't get done. Ass fucking is not for me. But you most definitely can stick your tongue there in your mouth. You can suck that motherfucker all you want. But I don't want a penis in my ass. I'm not licking no man's ass. Anything else is a go.
Yo, Jay, but peep this, though. You know what I mean? We all big on social media because that's where the majority of us know each other from. You get a cat like Kevin Gates talking about he eat ass and all of this good shit, and it became like a phenomenon. Like nobody was doing this shit before he even mentioned it.
Yes, they was.
So everybody come up and I'm not. Hold on. Like I said, acting like the key word, acting like they weren't doing that. But now everybody go up in there. You know what's even iller? Ain't nobody coming out there talking about how that ass tastes.
What?
I'm saying, like, oh, I'm eating ass. Oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But yeah, for all of this that you say you doing, nigga, what's on your tongue? Shit.
Pineapple.
You ain't talking about it, though, is you? You know what I mean? You ain't talking about what's really popping, what's really out there, what's going on. It's like, you know what I mean? Who really wants to say, like, oh, this is, oh, he was tossing my salad and all. Like, come on now. You know what I mean? You want to tell half the story all because you heard someone popular talking about it. You heard someone, you know, say it in their raps or whatever. But the whole thing is, it's like you ain't really speaking on the situation. And that's a major difference if people want to be social about it. They only tell you half the truth.
Okay, well, Owens, we got to take some more callers because I, you know, we can go for a long time about this. So let's take some more callers.
What's your dosage?
Okay, I had another text. 458 is ready to be pulled in. 458. I can't say her no whole number, but 314-458.
You said 314. What's the number?
458.
I can't find it. 314-458. No, I don't. Unless I'm blind.
Do you see? No. Do you see 488? You don't see nothing. Oh Lord! Mm-hmm. You got your two glasses on.
Yeah, I got on glasses. I can see.
But anyway, really okay. While she's trying to find people. Folks, what is your Quan? Are you still here? You still here? Right.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What is your definition of bad oral sex? What is bad, she was, like, her head was just horrible, you just wanted her to stop, like, you didn't want her finished.
Teeth.
That's the only thing that can make it bad is teeth?
No, I mean, it's, I guess there's a variety of things to make it bad, but teeth is, like, one of the primary things. Like, you know what I mean? Scraping your shit, teeth, which sadly is never really a good thing. Lack of passion.
Okay, I can understand that.
Lack of passion.
I can tell
that
people like teeth.
It's because it's a far too sensitive area for that.
But again,
different strokes from different folks, you know.
Uh huh.
But like teeth, no to the teeth.
No to the teeth. Okay. Okay.
You should come on. Okay. Like she over there taking notes. I can't stay at her. I haven't thought through before, but I got a couple people who have been on for a little minute now. So I'm going to click them in if they want to talk. I do see a 488 number. I think you said 488. You know I'm blind. So 314-488. Everybody, come on in.
It's about
Hello.
Time. Oh, it's about time.
Is this Auntie?
Hey.
This is Auntie. It's about time. Y'all don't never have me hanging all day long. What's wrong with y'all?
They going bad with the phone.
Hey, I'm not quiet. Ain't that crazy? How they going to have me on hold
that
long?
Bad with them phones.
It's
hey,
Jay,
blame
God.
Mother Nature.
It's not
it.
My fault.
You know what?
And the dog,
it don't even matter.
The dog eats your homework.
It don't even matter. Anyway, let me get my shouts out. Hey, Ranisha, I am so sorry that I missed you last week. You know, Titi love you. And Bucky and Troy, my bad. Donna Bucky and Troy on here, too. Okay.
Titi always has to give her shout outs. She give her shout outs like she was winning an Oscar. Go ahead.
Y'all got to give my shout outs. I'm begging like y'all new to this. Like everything else. Hey, Quan, this needs to be our show, for real. These people on here lying about their own lips. Come out there on lips. Booty, they're a damn lot. All these little booty mouths running around here. And these cars every day asking because they need some ass. Y'all can say y'all granddaddy name and y'all grandma's name on here. We don't know y'all. Y'all ain't got to lie about it. Y'all know what y'all doing. Know y'all address, but we know where y'all is. This is penetration at the door. We acting like y'all grandmama on this phone. Y'all grandmama ain't on this phone. Now, this is beyond your Kwame up here lying and stuff. I'm getting it. I would let his ass by his house right there, but I ain't going to call him motherfucker no more. And he better not call me because that ain't right. That shit was right. That ain't right.
You said, what happened? What I missed? Because you said that wasn't right, and then you switched the wording.
That's my right. That's my right. I done had it done
this
plenty of times, but I don't call his ass no more. I blocked them motherfucking number. That's
well,
what I do.
Know.
They ain't running around here licking ass only. That's all they want. Girl, please, what's wrong with they sick ass? the little Kyra, Kyra. We listen, me and Kyra, and we call him Booty Miles for the L.
And these are the family members
I'm
talking about that don't like it.
No.
Yes,
Auntie, I need to know, why was y'all talking about this on Easter Sunday? I'm over here cooking dressing and stuff, hiding eggs, and this is what y'all talking about.
Yeah, because Jonna, her mind thinks like that at all times. Yeah. Now, realize there's like 8 girls in the house and like 10 guys, and she just brings them up like that, like out the blue. Like her mind never rests. That's crazy.
Do you have any questions for
Quan, Foy? Yeah, I do in a minute. Hold up. Don't let all the people get on here before me, so you know better. Wait a minute. So, you at least forget what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
You were talking about her always bringing up some crazy topics.
Oh, girl, yeah, that's Jonathan. I was just going to say that. But wait a minute, how y'all going to get off animal? Y'all have not asked Quan nothing about animals. Like,
listen,
what would animals
do? Listen, about these books? You got to question
really
animals.
He didn't really talk about the dude in animals. He didn't really talk about that.
What?
He said Quan was coming out in June. That's what he said. He didn't really talk about that for real. Why is y'all all here talking about nothing? And didn't even ask, you know, about the class in the book. Like, what would he do? Like, he crazy. Like, what would he do?
You're right about this.
Ask him.
Get in Quan's head. Yeah.
Well, Shanetta, ask him.
Quan. I did.
What are you asking?
He heard me.
What? No, I didn't.
John, I was like, did he say what happened?
No, I didn't. Because
you didn't ask the question.
Oh, I was really asking y'all why y'all not asking him questions for real about the book, because y'all stuck on that sexual stuff. I know this could have
been
the curse of the guy that's an animal, the little crazy dude that's an animal. I mean, like, what would he do? That's the type of stuff he's supposed to ask.
Animal.
The little killer. The little cuckoo killer. The little scary one. The one I would never be his friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, she's talking about animals.
She's
talking about
animals.
Yeah. No,
she said a character from animals. Yeah, so
that's what I'm
talking about.
Let me get out.
I'm going to
let her ask
her
question. Right.
Her extra question. Yeah, because y'all had me on hold too long. I already told you. Y'all had me on hold.
What's your question? He's trying to ask your question.
Y'all
got other callers.
Had me on hold too long.
You know
we
what?
Love when you
Christy,
call in, though.
Click her off. Find somebody else. Because I think she's playing with her.
Are you clicking me off? Oh, well, bye. Bye, everybody.
Sorry, Auntie, she making me do it, Auntie. It ain't my fault. Click her off. Y'all so silly. I go through this every week with them. I be sitting back like Sealy trying to see what color the wall going to be painted next, and they go in every week. I love it, though. I love them.
I think she was trying to ask, like, would animals do anal sex? Or would animals, you know, like, the stuff we've been talking about. Like, what character of yours would participate in anal sex do you think would do that?
Don V.
How do you keep going back to this asshole? Ain't nobody talking about no damn Don V.
Lord Science.
Ain't nobody talking about him.
You asked, right?
Little,
about a character.
Little scientific.
Lord Scientist.
We know who my new boyfriend is, though. Oh, Kane.
Ooh, love him.
Oh, Kane.
Kane. Oh, that's the one that wore the face right, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what with the burn on his face.
You know I love crazy, and crazy loves me. Kane was like my boyfriend. Like, I had forgot about Shaft just for a second. Not too long, but just for a second. But yeah. Kane, when he put that,
I love crazy and crazy love me.
That shit was funny.
You know, yes. But
she ain't lying. Everybody loves Kane. You know, some of these characters, some characters end up creating like their own presence, their own personality, and get like their own following, which is what happened with Kane. He loved him. Like, it was the same thing with Animal. The character I didn't create to be the focal point of the book when it kind of went through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's the same thing with Kane. Like, his character is growing on me very much in that way.
Oh, so I'm getting cursed out. Okay. I'm listening. What, somebody said something. I've been drinking.
Oh,
sorry, y'all. Okay. Would you ever consider swinging?
No.
Okay. You don't share on purpose either?
Nah, I'm too territorial for that. Nope.
Don't nobody share on purpose, cuz, for real. Like, what about you, Crystal? Would you swing? Crystal Barnett? Well, I guess it's just you and me right now, sir. Okay, so you know,
yeah.
I got some questions here.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever, I noticed that you've been writing, like, you know, you've been trying to put a little bit more sex in your books. Have you ever been writing, like, a scene and made you horny and you're like, I got to pause for a minute, you know,
yes.
Go break and then get back to the book?
Yep.
What book was that you was writing?
It was a couple, more than one, actually.
Okay, because I'm trying to remember the sexual scenes you got. You know, I remember all your books, so which you know, do you know, can you name any of them?
I think, you know what, I think a good one was Rio and Trinity in the playground.
Oh, they was one of my favorite couples. You did them dirty, because
I know,
like,
I
real bad.
I did them filthy.
Huh?
I said I did them filthy. Like, well, I did them was filthy, but it's a necessary evil, like everything.
Okay, so have you ever watched, like, this is like this dude? I mean, it probably would be, you know. You're a real Negro, so you probably ain't never watched it. But it's this dude that's all over Facebook, like, eating fruit and food and pretending like it's coochie.
No,
and
I've not seen that.
Have you watched, what's that girl name? Auntie Angela or Auntie Angie? Auntie Angel? The grapefruit girl. You ever watched the grapefruit?
What is the grapefruit girl? No, what is that?
Where she show women, like, she has those classes where she give, like, she show women how to give head, and like with this grapefruit, she shows women how to give head with a grapefruit. It's supposed to be like this magnificent thing.
Wait a minute, so she can put a whole grapefruit in her mouth?
No, she cut it in half, put it around, like, and cut a hole in the middle, and put that around the penis. While she sucks the penis, and like she moves it up and down and whatnot, and she like she makes this
really?
This like yeah, and then like when I was watching it was the sounds that got me, because I'm like, this bitch is bad, like, damn, like,
so you know what, I must have been living under a goddamn rock.
Yeah, it's a grapefruit, and then they were talking about. What's the wrap a fruit roll up around it to see how long it takes her to get the thin it out or get it all off? Like, you have
your this bitch, she got a PhD.
She do. Like, it sounds like she does, because I watch her videos and I was like, wow, I'm astounded. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I wish I had a penis to see. Does that shit really feel like the way she make it sound like it does?
Well, goddamn.
Right.
Shit you learn on the internet.
It's the highway to hell, I tell you. Where is Crystal? Crystal? She got to be old. What does she do?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anywho... Like, she got the callers. Who's taking callers right now? So, I'm sorry that this happened tonight, like, because I normally run the board, and it's really thunderstorming here, and they're talking about hail and tornadoes and all that extra rigmarole here. So, I don't know.
Oh, man, there's a lot going on out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get from up here, down here, whatever they call it. Okay, so let me go through my questions. Let me see. I think I asked all my questions.
You know,
dead air
on radio is a tarantula.
Shit. And my co-host gone. Like, she got all my questions
what
over there.
Doing?
I don't know where she went. Like, she's only pulling in. I don't know where she went. This is right. I don't know either, sir. I'm a co-host. I'm trying to flow it, keep it moving, you know, or whatnot. Well, while we're talking. Hold on. I just bent over and my liquor went to my forehead. I'm sorry.
Y'all are worse.
I'm trying to stay focused, sir, because she's supposed to be pulling their collars because the show does end in like 20 minutes. I don't know where she went. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to text her, see what happened. I don't know.
Yeah, what happened? How you doing the show with
your co-host? Right, and she run... She running the board and everything. So I'm like stuck over here.
So
I don't know what's happening.
So
I can't see nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. So I don't know what's happening. I'm trying
to
see.
Well, you know what? Are you guys
going to
go out and get no shade when I release it?
Of course.
Your boyfriend is in it.
Oh, he is. He's in the game. Of course. I knew he was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, am I in it? Have I replaced Honey yet? That's all I want to know.
Man,
am I the side piece?
That character right there is a piece of work. Like, you know, over the years, I've had a chance to really, like, kind of work on her character. And so there's a lot of different elements in No Shade that will be more reminiscent of the Honey from Hoodlum as opposed to the Honey from the Animal Series.
Okay, I get all that. You know, Team Honey, hooray. But is Jana the side piece yet? I mean, I've been asking you for what, seven, 8 years?
If you notice something about Shy's character, Shy has always just been very focused. Like, a lot of my main love struck characters have had six or, you know, four, things like that, but not Shy. You know, Shy has never strayed for the past of just being with that one woman. And people don't even think that. Like, you know, Shy.
He's been with Honey for all these years. Hooray. But as I said before, I mean, can I drill him in a club or something? I'm just saying.
You know what? With something like that, when giving Shy a side piece, it ruins his character. He has to maintain some of his wholesomeness.
That don't ruin his character. Come on,
that
with the morals. He has people killed.
Somebody has to be morally correct. Everybody in the book can't have a side piece and jump off the
TV. How is he morally correct, Quan, if this nigga having folks killed?
Yeah, he's definitely having folks killed, but I mean, as far as his value system, as far as still placing value on his family and the sanctity of his marriage, his wife is a jump off, well, for reform jump off. But Chai is dedicated to his wife.
He is the poster child of turning a hoe into a housewife, and you tell me he got morals.
Yeah, and one of the very few people he's working for, or so it would seem, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I can't argue with you. All right. What else can we look for in No Shade?
Well, No Shade is actually about a wedding. It's about the character Billy from the original Red Book. She's married to all of the girls. After years have passed. So it's like the stress of planning a wedding with all this other hood shit going on around her. Because, you know, with Hood Rat, the theme of all of the Hood Rat books have been, like,
one thing setting off a whole chain of events that trickled through the whole book and everybody get it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the wedding. And the wedding will be that thing, that wedding will be the tie that kind of binds all of them. So it's like, with no shade, and the reason I call it no shade is because you know how, like, you get married, or let's say if you have a blessing in your life, and people be like, oh, I'm happy for you, yeah, that's what's up. But then they're really not, you know? Or
mm-hmm.
you tell them all the fuck, I'm like, yo, I just won $100,000 in the dice game. They be like, well, that's what's up. But you should stay and try to take it to 150. You know, so it's just like that.
Right.
You know how it is when you marry, like, you know, it happens a lot of times in circles of women where, like, the instance, it's like it can be like a bunch of single girls running together, and then that one girl is getting married, and they want to be happy for her. But at the same time, it's like somebody's taking a member of your crew. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a person you can call to double date with anymore or do things that single people once did. You know, and it's how the
okay.
girls are
uh-huh.
adjusting to being. To still being single and looking for love while the girl who they thought would never find it is about to get married.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I had a good question in my head, too. Okay, so, will we get any more books like Black Lotus out of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Animal 4. I'm actually working on another Black Lotus story. I have something that is akin to, I have something new that is probably going to come next year, which is like almost like a legal thriller with the same hood elements and murder angles that I'm known for. So it's like a different matching of style.
You said a legal thriller? Is that what you said?
Yeah. The main character is a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
A lawyer,
okay.
He's a hood, like, it's kind of hard to explain without giving away the purpose of the story, but the main character is a lawyer, but he has, like, a lot of dirty secrets, he's, like, engaged to this woman who's, like, a socialite, and she has no idea who she's about to marry, like, he's a wild-out criminal reform killer, but nobody knows it but his family.
Oh, okay, all right. Sounds interesting, sir. Is there any sex in your books? You don't have to ask that
yeah.
question for.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Portion.
I get that question a lot. If you have both versions of Gangsta, the original and the reprint, you'll notice the sex scene in one of them and not in the other.
Yeah, because your books, like, for years, your book was the only book I could read without a sex scene. If it didn't have a sex scene, I couldn't read it. I wouldn't even try to read it. And, like, I don't – that's just my train of thought, but it's just me. Like, if it's not – and it got to be good sex. Now, it can't just be you – oh, he was just had a shootout, and now he go fucking his baby mama in the back room of a room or something like that. No.
It got to be some
yeah,
black
yeah, it
got to
be
some
substance. But
– But the crazy thing is, in the beginning, like early, like early in my stories, I didn't feel like, because of what I was writing about, I didn't feel like sex was necessarily a driving force or a necessary element to the stories. Because I'm writing from a perspective of niggas who's like on the move 24/7 and shoot out folks some money, like, sex is never really, when you're chasing money like that and you're in the street and you're moving, you're trapping, sex is never really high on your list of priorities, but that's all I stayed to do. So I didn't feel like it was important. But as I got older and wiser, I realized, like, you know what? You have to have certain elements to a book to make it now. Like, you know, there has to be, like, if you have a love interest, then it's good to see them be interested. So, and it took me a long time before I really was comfortable writing those. But it's crazy.
Right.
But yeah, but like lately, I've been really driven up sex and quick wild ass sex in some of these books because I know that's people like to read. It happens. It's real.
Okay, so what is like.
Man, not, you know, like a missionary sex scene in the book is cool. But if you have some wild out, like swing from the ceiling type shit, that's better.
Wait a minute. You said what now? Some a missionary is cool.
I said a missionary sexy in the movie is cool. But if you have some wild out swing from the rafters scenes, that's better. It's more enticing. It's more appealing. People read books to escape the mundane of their regular lives. So you have
okay.
to read through something to fantasize about.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you brought this up. So when I see readers, I'm a reader myself. So, you know, sometimes I can get what they're saying, but then you get some readers like, that's not realistic. It's a fictional book. Like, what do you mean that's
yeah,
not
it's
realistic?
Fictional. It's fictional.
Like, when
it's
people
no,
like, that would never
time,
happen in real life. This is a fiction book, though.
It's fiction, but at the same time, you don't want to go so far outside of the realm of possible versus impossible that it causes that momentary glitch in your reading experience. You'd be like, hold the fuck up. What is that? This doesn't even something that make you stop. Because it's so far out, you got to stop and read it twice to make sure you read it right, and then you think yourself like, so you never want to put something that's going to break up the rhythm of the reader, that soul that you have when you're reading a book.
I get that. But it's like some readers be like, just that's not realistic. It's like, it's fiction, though, and that's just, you know, I just be like, okay. You
yeah,
know.
But, you know, some people are just too particular about it. I know.
Right. Okay, so, all right, well, so we nearing the end. Let us know of any events you got going on. Like, I know you be, you know, start touring, right, sometime this year. You got any
plans? Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm actually going to be in a few places. I'm supposed to be in D.C. May 2nd for the Sisters on Lit event. In June, I'm going to Atlanta for the AMBC Awards. They honor me with the Francis Ray Trailblazer Award. After that, I'm going to, where am I going after that? Oh, well, of course, I'm going to be in Harlem, doing the Harlem Book Fair in July. I'm doing the Brooklyn Book Fair in September. And at the end of, I gotta look up the exact date. I'm also doing the event in Milwaukee. I don't want to say the name. Bernita Hubbard's event. I don't want to say the wrong name. It's the Midwest Book Fair. I think that's the name of it. So I want to be out there. But I like to be posting dates and here on my mailing list. I send out the blast. Everybody gets the blast and things like that. So I'm definitely gonna. Yeah, it's time to hit the ground running.
Okay, and where can they find your work at?
Anywhere books are sold. You can get my work at Target, you can get it at Walmart, you can get it from the little foreign fellow on the corner with the book table, pretty much anywhere. You know, when all else fails, you can download it. Download it for your Kindle, you can download it for your audio listening devices. So pretty much you can get my books in most mediums and most places.
Okay.
You catch me on Facebook, Kawan Right to Eat, because they shut my Kawan I Am Legend page down. I have to keep explaining to people I didn't block you, I didn't unfriend you, I don't have that page when the page is gone. They shut it down, so you can find me on Kawan Right to Eat. I'm on Instagram, Kawan _ I Am Legend, or Twitter, Kawan141, or you can just go to my website, KawanFoy.com, KWANFOY.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to thank you very much for participating tonight. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Okay.
Oh,
tell
it was blast.
Tell Crystal I'm not a friend no more because she jumped off the phone. tell her for 24 hours.
I don't think she jumped off the phone because she is the one who picked you in. So I don't know where she's at, though. I don't know what happened here. And I really do apologize. I know we had a lot of callers on ready to talk to you. And I'm sorry, everybody, for the technical difficulties. We will have him on again when he has something new coming out or whatnot. Yeah,
yep.
And it's going to be the summertime. Internet's going.
Can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
Y'all got to get your shit together before next time we have your show. Y'all lost Crystal. I showed up one time. Y'all kept me home for like 15 minutes. Y'all fucking up.
Oh, don't do me like that in public.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm really proud of you guys. You guys are doing great things with your show. And it is fucking awesome, and I'm definitely thankful that you even had me on here. You know, I'm appreciative that you guys thought enough of me to have me as a guest on your show.
Of course. It was a dream. You have to be on here, you know. Had to pull the little sister card. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Your day already for you.
You know, I support all you guys and everything y'all doing, whether it's the right thing project or a project you're going on. I always support you guys. Like, shoot for the stars. You know what I'm saying? No ceilings.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much.
Hey, them house shoes. My house shoes are going.
Hey, are you going to be walking again?
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my burnt cookies. Okay, I burnt my cookies on this damn show.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the burnt cookies. In any event, I'm about to jump off the jet.
Okay.
Thank you guys for having me. I thank everybody for listening. And blame it on technology and not the ladies who host the show. And tune in next week to Penetrations After Dark, where Jana will explain the proper way to drink a thotty.
Drink it slowly. That's all
drink
I can say.
Slowly. First, wipe the can off. If you're classy, put it in the glass.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys. All right.